USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Without a single Republican vote, the House has passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package. It comes after an all-night session in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have been focused like a laser to get a deal done.
On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bill. Hopefully, in a two-week period of time, we'll send something over to the Senate.
The goal is to finalize legislation by mid-March when additional unemployment benefits expire. The president reiterated Friday that $1,400 checks are still on the table.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
The president says it is unlikely that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be approved. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The New York Supreme Court has ruled that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Friday's ruling ends a three-month legal battle. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse.
We are declaring victory. The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. In a Democratic government, this is unfortunately the way it is. You know, winners have the most votes. So we're very excited. The privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The victory comes as another win for Republicans and whittles down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212. Representative Tenney winning the race by a margin of 109 votes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points on Friday, S&P 500 up 15, and the NASDAQ gaining 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The TSA is recommending fines for repeated violators of federal mask requirements, starting at $250 up to $1,500. The TSA has been authorized to fine passengers who fail to comply with the new mask requirements that went into effect last week. The Pentagon is deploying more than 1,100 troops to 5 FEMA vaccination centers across the U.S. to speed up vaccination efforts. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says each team will include medical and support personnel.
One team of 222 will be deploying to California, to a site in California, in coming days. We expect that they'll be able to get on site on or about the 15th of this month.
The other sites are still being determined. President Joe Biden has called for 100 mass vaccination centers nationwide to be up and running within the next month. Strong allegations against the United States during the Obama administration. USA Radio's Lance Pry has details.
Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.